We left Nehemiah and the people. They were working side by side. Remember that big long reading that happened with all the big long names? They were working side by side together, building the wall. And even though it was a tough working environment, they remained committed to the task of rebuilding. There was a few rumblings, but despite those rumblings, they kept going. And they were working side by side. We talked about how that was a picture of unity. We saw in that a picture of us as the body of Christ, working together, everyone contributing, everyone indispensable, everyone linked in the gospel work. We saw that this is unity. This was true teamwork in action. Because, you know, we were made to live in communion with each other and with God. We were made to be a team. Remember I said, we is always greater than me. We is always greater than me. We shouldn't be surprised then, as we move on from that scene of everyone working together side by side, we shouldn't be surprised then that into this picture comes an enemy attack. Because what happens when God's people start to do things? The enemy tries to attack. So, the first slide. This is our scripture for today. Instead of reading it, I thought we'll do it during the message. Sambalat was very angry when he learned that we were rebuilding the wall. He flew into a rage and he mocked the Jews. Do they actually think they can make something of stones from a rubbish heap and charred ones at that? And Tobiah the Ammonite, who was standing beside him, remarked, that stone wall would collapse if even a fox walked along the top of it. So you can see they're being quite cutting with their remarks there. So, we're not surprised that the enemy's attacked, because part of the battle to which God's people are called is that we will have to face enemies. The enemies are around us, lurking, watching, looking to attack. As they were then, we sometimes experience jeering, mocking, criticism. They're trying to bring us down. Peter, if we read this in Peter, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. So we're all going through these attacks at times. And sometimes they're more subtle than others. Sometimes they're really heavy. But we will have to go through these attacks. So we shouldn't be surprised that this mocking and the threats came for Nehemiah and the people. We could say it goes with the territory. It comes with being part of God's people. And it comes with being part of something that other people can't see. Other people, they fail to understand and they don't acknowledge. Often, what we believe, and in this case, what was happening, the building, looked foolish to outsiders. Oh, how can you build from that rubble? And often, what we believe and what we do as followers of Jesus, it looks foolish to others. Others can't understand it and they don't acknowledge it. And that's often why the criticism and the threats and the mocking occurs. And also, sometimes it's that people fear that it might actually be true. That what we believe might actually be true. For Sanballat and Tobiah, they knew the history of God's people. And they knew that God could be powerful. They felt threatened. I read here, someone said this, God's truth is fatally threatening to those who refuse it. Interesting thought. God's truth is fatally threatening to those who refuse it. So Sanballat and Tobiah, these enemies, they're looking to attack. We face opposition. ridicule, troubles on all sides. Paul wrote, and I've used the Message translation here because I like the way it's put. Paul said this, "Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words." I want to read that bit again. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Sounds a bit like the geese, doesn't it? I just think these verses just sum it up. We will face opposition, but be prepared. God has provided us with truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. His word, our brothers and sisters in Christ, we have all these things at our disposal. During this opposition, this is what happened. The people began to complain. "The workers are getting tired and there is so much rubble to be moved. We will never be able to build the wall by ourselves." So, you know, we do get discouraged at times when there's opposition. I'm going to be the first to put my hand up and say, I've often said to the Lord, "Why, Lord, why is this happening?" There will be discouragement. But remember that God has provided all of those things for us that we looked at before. The thing is, when there's opposition, we sometimes become discouraged. We sometimes get distracted by the talk of the enemies. We begin focusing on the enemy instead of focusing on God and his promises. And that's what the people were doing at this stage. Everything had been going well. They'd all been working together, but suddenly they started focusing on the enemy instead of focusing on God and his promises. And you can understand that because they were tired from the heavy work. Sometimes when we're tired, that's the time when we get attacked the most, or we feel we're more vulnerable to attack. They were standing amongst rubble and ruins. They were facing heavy opposition. And then they began to think that they were in over their heads. "We can't do this. We're not going to be able to do this. It's never going to happen." And that's when Nehemiah steps in. Now, we know Nehemiah from earlier on, when we've talked about him early on, when his first instinct is when there's difficulty, what does he do? What does he do? He prays. That's what he did. Remember, before this all started, he prayed. Asked God to give him favour with the king, remember? So he prayed. But he didn't just pray. He took action. This is what he did. "The enemies, they all made plans to come and fight against Jerusalem and throw us into confusion. But we prayed to our God and guarded the city day and night to protect ourselves." And here's the action. "I placed armed guards behind the lowest parts of the wall in the exposed areas. I stationed the people to stand guard by families, armed with swords, spears, and bows. Faith and action go together. Effie told us about this a few weeks ago, about putting our faith into action. They go together. Valiant works grow out of great faith. Great faith produces valiant works. Nehemiah communicated to the people that they can fight well only because of the God who fights for them. He reminded them. He called them together again and he said, "Don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord. He's great and glorious. Remember the Lord and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives and your homes. When you hear the blast of the trumpet rush to wherever it is sounding, then our God will fight for us." That's confidence, isn't it? That's faith. Faith in action. That's what he did. Well, you know, because they all got together and because they were ready for battle, the enemies heard about it and ended up backing off so that they could keep building. But they stayed on alert. They had their one hand working, one hand on their weapon, so to say. And I'm interested in here that he stationed people at the places that were vulnerable. Sometimes as a church, we need to really fortify those places that are vulnerable, those people who are vulnerable. We need to get behind them. It's important. So here we are. So Nehemiah tells them that they can fight because God fights with them. And then they exercise their faith. They're showing their faith in God. Our God fights for us. He has fought for us. He stooped down low. He died on the cross. He faced and conquered sin and death. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority. He did that when he died on the cross. Sin and death were conquered. God has fought for us, and our faith can rest in the truth that in Jesus Christ, God has fought for us. And because of that kind of faith and that kind of God, strength comes for us to fight against the hardest battles of all kind to the very end. And you know, we fight together. As you saw before, we fly together. I like that little analogy of the geese. We uplift each other, like the geese flying in that V formation. That formation helps the uplift so that they don't have to work so hard. We uplift each other. The geese were honking. Why do they honk? To say, keep going, you're doing a good job. Or if someone slows down, keep going. Did you know that's why they honk? I didn't. They're honking to encourage each other to keep going. So that's what we do. We fly together. We uplift each other. We encourage each other. And we take on roles to support each other. It's not always one person at the front flapping along. Someone else needs to come along and do some stuff. One person can't do it. We all need to take turns. And you know, the part that I really liked was that if one of the geese gets sick, a couple of the others go down with it. They leave the others, but they don't leave it alone. They stay with it. And then they go back to join the flock when it gets better or after it dies. They actually stay with it. And, you know, we can learn a lot from that. If you don't remember anything else about what I said this morning, remember the story about the geese. Flying together, uplifting each other, encouraging each other, taking on roles, with using your gifts and talents. And importantly, praying for each other, supporting each other and praying for each other. When people are weak and need it and desperately need it, they're the vulnerable parts that we need to support. We are part of a redeemed people. We're part of an ongoing story that our great God has set in motion. We are part of the body of Christ. We have work to do together. We have work to do calling people to follow Jesus along with us. Because Jesus is our rescuer. I'm so thankful that we do not have to do this alone. Because guess what? I can't do this alone. I stand up here this morning and I reiterate, I cannot do this alone. I need you guys. We need each other. As Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much. Friends, we are in the midst of the battle that rages around about us. So let's put on the armour. Let's be ready to stand up for our faith, even if people mock us or think we're foolish. Let's support and encourage each other. Let's pick each other up when we're struggling and we're hurting. Our God has fought for us and our God will fight for us. We are not alone. Let's put our faith into action, stand together in the strength and power of our great and awesome God. Let us stand united in one spirit and one passion, celebrating together as conquerors in the faith of the gospel. Amen. And I had to go back to this. Do you remember that slide from our first talk about Nehemiah? Standing firm on the rock, being a light, standing together in one spirit and one passion.